Alright guys, welcome to the Hayden Show. I've thought of some new things that I think I've wanted to do, instead of having like news section. I really want to focus on, technology. So, I think that's what, and I'll have sports like every other day, but I think, that this will be the, I want to do. I just want to keep it technology based. Also, I have a YouTube channel. It's Review Gadgets, like REIVEIW, I think, Gadgets, and that's. I think you should all follow me because I do videos on there too. All right, here we go. All right, so the first thing I would like to talk about is something called Fitbit. For all of you who don't know what Fitbit is, it's like a little, it's like the health book on iOS, but it's like a watch you can get in, and you can get, it's like a little speedometer that you can, but Apple, doesn't want to have anything to do with it. It's Health Kit, which is like the iWatch, which I think is because they have an iWatch already coming out, so I don't think they will have to do that, and there's really no reason to join with them. Although Apple did buy Beats Audio last year, I'm pretty sure. So I don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. But yeah. All right. So next, the Xbox One. For you who don't know what the Xbox One is, it's a console. So like a PlayStation 2 or like Xbox, just original Xbox. But now they have They're going to slash the Xbox One price by $50 until the year's end. What most people have been doing is they have not bought it with Kinect, which makes it about $100 cheaper. So, and now they're taking off another $50, so it's $150. So that's about, they retail for like $400, I believe. So that's about $250 you buy them for. Which is still cheaper than a PlayStation 3. Or no. Yeah. It's a PlayStation 4. Sorry, PlayStation 4. And also, the Amazon TV Stick, which is like, I guess you put it in your TV and it's like Apple TV, but Amazon. But they want to partner with Google Chromecast, which is pretty much just same thing as Amazon's Fire Stick, and they are only $39. Another pretty interesting thing I found about the iPhone 6 is that iPhone 6 pre-orders estimated have hit 100,000 in Samsung's homeland. So Samsung's homeland is South Korea, and it's tops the pre-order scene for Galaxy Note 4, which is, I think is, pretty good on Apple's part. Also, Lenovo Smart Band, it doesn't just track your fitness, it unlocks your computer. So I guess you can unlock your computer through your smartwatch, which I think is pretty cool. And if Apple did something like that, that'd be really cool, I would think. But I don't think they would ever do that, because if you get your, smartwatch stolen or anything, you can, some people would be able to find computers. Also, I think this is a huge breakthrough in pretty much everything, which is wireless messages. So it might sound not that interesting because people have had that, but you can transfer files without the internet and it's wireless. And there's no Bluetooth or anything, which I think is extremely cool, and everyone should have that. I think Apple should incorporate that, because they did iMessage, which everybody thought, why is Apple doing this? They've never done something like this before, because usually they want money, but we don't know what they're gonna do. Also, another thing is the LG G3. This is another Android smartphone, one of the top of the line ones. The G3 finally gives L3 the right phone, which to challenge the Korean rival Samsung. So I haven't looked at this, but I think some other companies will, like, it has, Touch ID, sorry, or for, like, Android, but I think it will be, better for everyone if this happens. Alright, now for the, rest half of the show, I would like to talk about iWatches. So, everyone has, seen, the Pebble Steel, just the regular Pebble, and the Moto X watch. And I think that these watches are only good for telling time, but they also help with, like, sending messages, making video on some watches, also the Samsung smartwatch. But I think that they will help for people to do everything. But here's one thing. How many people actually adopt the iWatch? The Apple iWatch. I think that not that many people would, but I think this because they already have an iPhone, and people, main reason I think people buy iPhones is because they, like, ooh, you have an iPhone, so, like, you're cool, or something, like, more of a, like, a society thing. They don't buy it because they're, like, iOS, but I think that it would not be popular among the Apple people. Also, well, the Samsung smartwatch has been like a huge thing, so everyone buys it. So obviously it was popular, but Samsung, but Androids, they don't have, like, it's not like everyone can buy Android for really cheap. So it's not like a great thing that you have an Android and you want to take it out every time. Maybe if you have the newest Android, say like the S5 or like the newest one, or the S5 Active. But I think it will not be a popular thing. Another thing I also want to talk about is the Apple CarPlay. So what this pretty much is, so you know how you have your, you have your, like, a screen in your car, a GPS, but imagine this, like, all Apple. So you have your phone you can call people from, your music, maps, messages, and, podcasts, which is, like, the one you're listening to right now. Also, please subscribe to my YouTube channel and like all the videos and share, and please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't done that already. Oh, my YouTube channel is Review Gadgets. So, back to CarPlay. What it is pretty much your iPhone on your screen, where you plug it in to your car, pretty much, with a cord, and you can't, it puts into a CarPlay mode, so you're not looking down your phone, it's all in the dash, which I think will bring safety numbers in the numbers to everybody who uses it, which I think is a good thing. But I think they should do a poll on this, so I don't know. Also, alright, so the next thing I want to talk about is sports, especially basketball, because the season is starting on Wednesday. I'm so excited for this. We got the Cavs versus the Bulls, which is going to be a big game on Halloween, pretty much this Friday. But I would, the teams are ready, and they've been training, and I think all the teams are going to be a lot better this year. So I don't know what to expect. Also, another thing in sports which is really big is the World Series. And right now in the World Series, they are tied up 3-2. The San Francisco Giants leading the Kansas City Royals. But the next game tonight on Tuesday, October 27th, is at 8:07. It's the Giants versus the Royals. And this is game 6, I believe. And if the Giants win this, they win the whole World Series. So this is a big game tonight. Also, yeah, and I want to thank you all for watching my podcast, and please subscribe to me on YouTube at Review Gadgets on there. And I would like share a like, and thanks for watching my podcast. Good night.